Dear listener, thanks for following Life with Mitty. It's my pleasure to share our adventures, tips, tricks, and experiences with Mitty, our Tesla Model 3. And we'll begin this episode in a few minutes. It's time to offer some ways to score some free audiobooks from Audible.com. As you may surmise, I am also a voiceover artist, and I have produced many audiobooks for your listening enjoyment in the following genres: technology, business, management, career skills, self-development, and many more. How can you get one for free? First, send an email to lifewithmitty@gmail.com. That's LIFEWITHMIDDIE. I promise your email address will never be sold or shared with anyone else. I'll respond with a list of my top 10 titles and links you can use to get one of those audiobooks for free with a 30-day trial subscription to Audible.com. That's the quickest way to a free audiobook. And if you like, you can continue to get a free audiobook every month by continuing your subscription for $14.95. And then you can get any title for free, even those on the bestseller list. And I also want to offer you a way to receive a free audiobook without any obligation from my complete catalog of over 30 titles. When you send your email to lifewithmitty@gmail.com, you'll be entered in a monthly drawing for a free audiobook of your choosing every month. And you knew this was coming. There's more. If you refer a friend to send their email address, you get an extra chance of winning. Just make sure they include your email address in their email. And one more thing. You can also send your questions and comments to lifewithmitty@gmail.com. We'll have a mailbag episode from time to time to answer your questions and respond to your comments. So that's it. I look forward to your email. Thanks for listening, and now, this episode. Day 29. Cars and Coffee at STL Motor Cars in Chesterfield, Missouri. Deborah and I got up early. We're not used to going to car shows, let alone bringing one to show, but we knew there would be people there wanting to see a Model 3. We were hoping to meet some reservists still waiting their turn to give them a chance to see one up close. We got there 45 minutes before the 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. window for the show, so there were plenty of places to park. Yet today's event would quickly fill up. The focus for today's show was exotics, especially Lotus, Jaguar, Lambo, Ferrari, etc. So we didn't take one of the prominent parking spots. Besides, it's Mitty's first show, and you don't want to be embarrassed and have to move your car to a less prime spot to make room for an Aventador. We settled on two spots away from a dressed-up Audi R8 V10, and the car was stunning, to say the least. The owner was very friendly, but wasn't too interested in, quote, one of those electric cars. Later, a first-gen NSX took the spot next to us. Several people were already starting to notice Mitty. Again, she is the star of every parking lot she graces with her presence. During the morning, we met several reservists still waiting for their cars. We tried to answer all their questions and encouraged them to stay in the waiting game, that their pain would be worth it. Then there was that guy. You know, the guy that has to say something to make the EV owners feel out of place. As he walked by one of our enthusiasts' Model 3s, he quipped, "Hey kids, there's a car that runs on coal. Isn't that weird?" He knew I heard him, but I said nothing. I just waited. Because that guy will not be happy unless he gets a response. After 10 seconds of silence, he turned back to me to make eye contact. I responded, "Solar. S-O-L-A-R. L-A-R. He then gave me a quick, whatever, smile and moved on. All in all, kids really like MIDI. They love the frunk. And Deborah and I started making a few friends who had brought their favorite cars. We all shared our love for personal transportation and how these cars express our personalities. And there were some really cool cars there. Too bad they're so loud. Oh wait, that was the F-18s landing at Spirit of St. Louis Airport next door. I'm sure they did that flyby just for MIDI. Well, maybe it was for that Ferrari 458 Speciale. Later that day, our congregation at Words of Life Church finally got to see MIDI after service where I lead worship. They marveled at her design, and they were thanking God along with me that I had finally not only got my dream car, but that everything went so well on our trip to Yellowstone. To end the day, we wondered if the new superchargers in Melville, Missouri were finally online, so a great excuse to drive MIDI some more. It's so relaxing. And sure enough, we were one of the first to partake. It was a full day, and tomorrow would be a great Sunday to worship and rest.